Take a look around in your home. If you're like millions of Americans, you're underwater. And I'm not talking about recent flooding in the Mississippi River. I'm talking about your mortgage. In many parts of the country, housing prices fell to their lowest level in 9 years. That's according to the latest report from the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index. All this week, we've been asking you whether or not the American dream still includes owning a home. Or, with the current situation, does it simply make more sense to rent?
This is Margo from Florida. As a graduate student, I'm going to be looking for a job soon. And I think a lot of people in my place, in order to find a job, you have to be willing to relocate in this economy. And it's just not smart to buy a home at all.
This is Jake from Queens. I'm personally very happy about the housing market collapse. It's made the American dream of owning a home possible for me. I plan on buying a home in about a year or two, and I hope it keeps collapsing.
Give us your story at 8778-MY-TAKE and tell us whether or not it's better to rent or buy, and what part of the American dream actually includes a home for you. Joining us now is one listener, Gordon in Florida, who listens to us on South Florida's WLRN. Gordon, you called us at 8778-MY-TAKE. I wondered if you could tell us your story. It is so like so many other stories we've heard about homeowners these days.
According to our realtor, it's just the same thing every time. Anybody who bought a home in 2004, 2005 and just got stretched on an adjustable rate mortgage probably went underwater, well, definitely went underwater, and probably will lose their home. It's just a matter of simple economics. When I sat down at the closing table and looked at the figures and this and that, and everybody's pumped up and saying, hey, we're going to have an appreciating market for another 3 years, and doesn't matter what's on the paper, it's all going to be good. Warning bells were going off, but, you know, I want to make my family happy, get them into a home that we had not had. Finally, this is our first home, and the financing made it possible. And in we went, signed on the line and moved in, and boy, it was good for a while, and then the adjustable rate started adjusting very quickly. I think the first adjustment was just at 5.5 months, 6 months, and from there on it just went up every 3 months until it became, well, pretty well the whole package doubled on the sense of what the outlay was each month.
I'm sorry, Gordon, how far underwater are you? How much do you owe compared to how much the house is worth now?
Well, a house has recently sold, thank goodness, for $90,000. And it was the total debt after all payments and this and that was up over $240,000
odd. Wait, you meaning that you lost $150,000 on this deal?
Well, it was not a loss. We lost a very limited down payment. But we lost some just horrendous monthly payments. Of course, it didn't build into equity.
No.
And
you've lost your home.
Yeah, and the home's gone. So it's put the family into extreme distress, broken a marriage, and all sorts of other things came out of it that are entirely negative for the social side of any family. So.
Wait, you know, I wanted to play for you another comment from another listener and see what you think about it. Take a listen to this.
My name is Anthony. I live in Southfield, Michigan, and I bought my home. I love it. Wouldn't have it any other way. But what the government should have done when they gave the money to the banks should have been forced to adjust all the homeowners' houses to the current market value. Because now that their debt has been paid, we're stuck with loans that have already been covered by the government.
So I'm wondering, Gordon, if the banks had adjusted your loan down to what the house was worth, would that have solved your problem?
Oh, certainly. Certainly. We tried for a modification for well over almost 2 years, and we just kept running into long hallways with many doors, and at the end of the hallway, there was not a door, just a concrete wall. And I've heard this from so many other people that have been bounced around on modification processes. The gentleman that just made the opinion on the refinancing or the structuring of the loan, he's pretty well close to the money, because I know as a fact that many of the banks the lenders that have, for instance, my lender, without going into names, I understand very well through the links in, you know, looking on websites and checking this out and speaking to people in financial circles. A lot of these mortgages are being covered or were being covered through the Fannie Mae process or Freddie Mac. They were being reimbursed. The banks, of course, got the short sale money. The lender got the short sale money. And then whatever the difference was, plus fees, was charged back to guarantors of some sort or another. And if not all liquidity was regained, a good part of it was.
Well, let me ask you, before we go, we're speaking with Gordon in Florida. He listens on South Florida's WLRN and had to short sell his property. You went through a huge amount of effort in order to keep current on your payments, as I understand. You went through your savings, you went through your 401k, you dumped tens of thousands of dollars in payments into this home, and in the end, you're losing it. As you say, that money's going to the bank. So would your advice to others be to cut your losses early?
Cut them very early. Don't try to save yourself. Get out of it as soon as you can. Stop paying. That's it. Short sale takes anywhere from 6 months to 2 years. In our case, it was since we started. Initially, it was almost 3 years. But thank goodness, Capital Group up in West Palm Beach or Delray Beach, they got it. We got a hold of them, and they nursed us through the entire process.
Gordon listens to The Takeaway on South Florida's WLRN. His story is similar to many others. Give us yours. We want to keep this conversation going with you. Head over to our site, add your own story. That's all at thetakeaway.org. You can, of course, also call us as well at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Gordon, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.